You're listening to the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Welcome in. What's going on? It is Walker, the Primetime Roundup Podcast, episode number 8, and the very first one of 2017. Proud to bring this podcast into the new year. Joined, as always, by TV enthusiast, expert, fan. It is Rick Hammond, the Moose. What's up?
What's going on?
I'm getting ready for the national championship game. Who you got? Clemson versus Bama. Go.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a harder one than that. I think it's going to look a lot like last year's national championship.
I mean, I realize this is supposed to be a discussion about television, but this game is going to be on television.
It's on television.
Yeah, there you go. Bama only won by, six last year. So surely Clemson can find 6 more points somewhere.
Well, that's actually the problem I'm having, because I don't think Clemson's quite as good as they were last year. So I'd hate to see them come back and not even do as well as they did last year. But I don't know. I think it's going to take a miracle to win it.
We'll see how your prediction pans out. It's all about predictions this week on the podcast, because we've got the Golden Globe Awards coming up on Sunday night. Hosted by Jimmy Fallon, and he promised a whole bunch of special guests, and then he just told us who the guests were. So we know that Tina Fey and Justin Timberlake are going to be making appearances. And when Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon get together, usually good things happen. So I'm looking forward to this show. You know, they could do like a little La La Land song and dance number. That would be fun. All right, we'll get into the Golden Globes in just a minute. I did want to let you know, because I know you were concerned, that over the break I was able to finish Westworld.
Well,
I'm not going to give
it. Did it end as weird as it started?
Yes, it did. It's one of those shows where you get to the end and you're like, holy crap, like, what was that? It's like a train that just whizzed by really fast and you don't exactly know what you saw, but you enjoyed it. Yeah, and without giving away a whole lot of spoilers, Westworld, the show is about this land where very, very wealthy people can go and they can kind of live out their cowboy fantasy. You're sort of inserted into this land of, you know, cowboys and robbers and thieves and hookers, and you get to go and just kind of do whatever you want, but you're supposed to stick to the storyline. Well, there are some guests that do not stick to the storyline, and then you find out that the people who live in Westworld are actually robots, and it goes from there. And it's
what's weird about that?
Not a thing. Wildly entertaining. So again, without giving too much of it away, because I know a lot of people probably haven't gotten into Westworld yet, I'll say it is definitely worth the watch. And there's only 10 episodes in the season, and they've only done one season, so. Easy binge watch there. Also wanted to mention that Nashville does start back tonight on CMT. I know some people have lost CMT from their cable packages, but you still have it, right?
No, I actually don't, but for some reason was able to watch the sneak preview on their website. So the website looks pretty open to anyone, which would be strange. CMT is actually in a sports package right now.
What? What kind of sports do they show?
NHL East Hockey Channel and some other weird basketball, college basketball. It was nothing I needed except CMT. And it was like $17.99 a month, so I don't have it. But maybe because of that, maybe because it got put in that weird package, you're able to, or so far, you're able to go on and watch it online. So I'm hoping that'll stand.
We're going to find some way to watch Nashville between now and next week. All right, moving on. The Golden Globes, as I said, coming up Sunday night. I want you to give me winners. I'm going to go ahead and scribble down your predictions, and we'll see how you do.
There are a lot of new shows I'm noticing that, like, your Westworld is nominating Stranger Things, and these shows that, like, they're brand new, so there's no precedent. You know, there's no, oh, well, that one. 7 years in a row, so we know that's going to win again.
That's one good thing, and some of the comments that I saw on the website backed this up, that some of the shows that always get nominated aren't this year. Like, Big Bang Theory and Modern Family weren't nominated, and I think they have been every year for a decade.
And won quite a few, if I'm not mistaken, between.
Right. So it is kind of exciting that we have some new shows to pick from. The Best Television Series Drama category. All right, most of these I'm familiar with. Game of Thrones. Winter is coming, by the way. It's supposed to snow this weekend. Stranger Things is in that category. I love that show. This Is Us, which we've talked about a ton. That's a great show. Westworld, just mentioned that. And the fifth show in this category is The Crown, which I'm not familiar with at all. So I will give you the floor, and you can choose a winner.
Game of Thrones has suddenly, all of a sudden, started getting all this award recognition.
Do you think it's just because the last season was really, really good? Because I thought it was.
I did, too. I'm not sure, because it's, you know, I watched it all in just a few weeks, so I wasn't going on. So it all kind of blurred together for me. I'm not sure which season was this and that, you know, so, or which season were more heavily nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say I want Stranger Things, but I think it's going to be This Is Us. I think that's the new, everybody's talking about it. You know, Westworld, yeah, everybody's talking about it, but it's a little weird. Game of Thrones, sure, but it's not for everybody. I think This Is Us is one of those shows where pretty much anybody can get into it.
Seems like the most mass appeal show on this list.
Right.
I mean, I've seen that on my Facebook page where a lot of people that aren't super into the more obscure television shows have gotten into This Is Us because it's a family drama and you can relate to the characters. It's great. Best television show, musical or comedy? I don't know that any of these are musicals, so we'll just
no. Well, Mozart in the Jungle, I'm not real familiar with that show, but it's got music to it. I don't think they break into song in the middle, but I know it's heavily involving, the plot heavily involves a musician. Does that count?
Sure, yeah, we'll give you that. The shows in this category, Mozart in the Jungle, you just mentioned, Blackish, which is very funny. I love that show. Two that I haven't actually seen, but I know you like, are Transparent and Atlanta. And then the other show in this category is Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, which I have seen some and I do really enjoy. So who you got?
Well, I know Veep has been nominated many times and probably lost to the two you just mentioned, the Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Veep, but actually I'm thinking a more suitable replacement for the Modern Family, since it usually is more of a traditional comedy. I'm going to say Blackish.
If you were to just pick your favorite, which one would you pick?
Yeah, Transparent for me would probably, just not so much my favorite over Blackish, because you can't even compare the two, but definitely the most original. The writing is, you know, insane, but yet very clever at the same time. You know, Blackish is phenomenal, but it's, you know, a little, like I said, a little more cookie cutter, a little more traditional comedy, family comedy.
The next category I know you're going to like, this is just your category, best performance by an actor in a TV series drama. Okay, I don't even know how you pick a winner here. You've got Rami Malek from Mr. Robot. Love that show. So much. Love that show. Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. And we're both pretty big Breaking Bad fans and also Better Call Saul fans. Matthew Rhys from The Americans. Liev Schreiber from Ray Donovan. And your favorite, Billy Bob Thornton from Goliath. This is a difficult one, right?
Yeah, and I actually watch every one of these shows. So my prediction is they 5-way tie.
Not going to happen.
No.
No.
With a shot. Well, let's see. I pushed for Bob Odenkirk last year, and I don't know if he's going to get it, but I'm going to put it out there and just predict him just because he's phenomenal in that show, and that show is really good. It's not quite as dramatic as Breaking Bad, but it's just very well acted. The acting is its main draw to me.
I think the writing on that show is just really good.
It is.
And they've got it in the drama category, but I can't tell you how many times I've laughed out loud at Better Call Saul.
Well, the first time I saw his name as best actor in a drama, it just made me laugh because, I mean, he was a writer for Conan O'Brien and Saturday Night Live. His entire background is comedy, so it just didn't sound right.
Best performance by an actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy. You've got Anthony Anderson from Black-ish, Gael Garcia Bernal from Mozart in the Jungle, Donald Glover. Everybody loves Donald Glover now. He's in Atlanta. Nick Nolte from Graves, or Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent.
And fun fact, Donald Glover is actually playing a young Lando Calrissian in the new Han Solo movie there.
I heard that.
Right now. So if they love him now, just wait.
Yeah, I heard Woody Harrelson's going to be in that too.
I hadn't heard that. All right, I'm in. Jeffrey Tambor, I think, has gotten 2 or 3 in a row in this category.
Yeah, he won last year.
I would want to say him, but I think they might mix it up, and I'm going to go with Anthony Anderson.
Black-ish wins again.
Maybe.
Best performance by an actress in a TV drama. Catriona Balf from The Outlander, Claire Foy from The Crown, Kerry Russell from The Americans, Winona Ryder from Stranger Things, and Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld.
I think this one's a no-brainer. Winona Ryder for the win.
I'm just for nostalgia's sake, or?
Yes, because, you know, not traditionally nominated a lot. And I think that coupled with how good she really was, yeah, I'll stand by that one.
I would probably say the same thing if I hadn't just recently watched 10 episodes of Westworld and I know how good Evan Rachel Wood is in that show. But
I know how good she is without having seen Westworld, so I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah. All of that being said, though, I'm going to be super excited to see Winona Ryder win an award for acting in the year 2016. So
you're going to check your calendar if Winona Ryder and Christian Slater both win awards? Wait, I'm sorry. What?
I said that recently. I mean, there was a time when I was watching Mr. Robot and Stranger Things around, like, at the same time. And I was like, how are my two favorite actors, Winona Ryder and Christian Slater? Like, what year is this? It was great.
Yeah, just think, that'll make for a great publicity shot. Heather's reunited.
All right, actress in a TV series, musical, or comedy. You've got Rachel Bloom for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, Sarah Jessica Parker for the show Divorce, which I'm very intrigued by but haven't seen yet. Issa Rae for Insecure, Gina Rodriguez for Jane the Virgin, and Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. You got to think Sarah Jessica Parker is getting mad consideration for this just because of who she is, and that's also a little bit of a comeback story. But I haven't seen Divorce yet because my wife says it looks depressing.
It does, and I actually didn't hear rave reviews about it. I was wondering how it finished. I wanted to watch it. I like both of them, and I'm with you. I really think she would be a strong choice, maybe had that show been a little bit received a little bit better.
HBO
and hasn't Julia Louis-Dreyfus won this award like 111 times?
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's on television, doesn't she win? She won an award one time for a show that was canceled like 9 months before the awards. Like, I'm pretty sure she's nominated. That's the safe money. I'll go with you. I'll put it out there in the universe. I'll go with Sarah Jessica Parker. I'd like to see her.
All right. I've got HBO Go, so I'll give Divorce a try. It's got Thomas Hayden Church in it, so how bad can it be?
It's billed as a comedy, so, again, it's a comedy. Better Call Saul is a drama. Who knows?
It's a crazy world we live in, man. All right, well, we'll see next week on Episode 9 how many of these you get right. But
you're not even going to give me a chance to not say your girl Mandy Moore for supporting actress. You're just not even going to give me the chance.
I wasn't going
to
get into
someone else's name.
I wasn't going to get into supporting actors, but since you brought it up, Mandy Moore is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for This Is Us, and I would like nothing better than to see her win because I've loved her for 100 years. So, do you think she's going to win that category?
I think she's got a pretty good chance. Lena Headey for Game of Thrones is in there, and she's always phenomenal on that show. So, but what about Tandy Newton? Because, again, I haven't seen Westworld, but what do you think about that?
I don't know. Westworld has such a huge cast. It's okay. One of those shows where there are so many characters that it's, like, hard to pick. Evan Rachel Wood you can pick out because she's the main character, but, you know, I don't know if there's enough there, but We'll see. Wouldn't surprise
me. Well, that's kind of what makes the Mandy Moore, maybe, the because there also is a lot of great characters on that show, but she doesn't get lost at all in the shuffle.
No, not at all. And as you said before, she has to play two different versions of herself on the show. She plays the young version and the old version of herself. Which that has to be a first, maybe. I don't know. I've never seen that before.
On a regular basis, anyway.
We'll see how many you get right next week. Like I said, I'm guessing less than 50%, but I should probably have more faith in you. You know this stuff.
A little faith.
And we'll also find out if Alabama or Clemson takes home the national championship trophy.
I feel a little bit more firm in that story. I think I nailed that one. I don't know about the rest, but... That one's Alabama by double digits for sure, if not into the 20s.
We'll see, man. Also, it's supposed to snow this weekend. Do you have a favorite snow day activity?
Watching television, of course. Lethal Weapon's back, so I should be all right.
All right, well, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you soon, and roll Tide.
No.